Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
Hey, y'all, I'm here.
Blue Magic. That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dough down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Trademark.
Y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Today is September 21st, 2015, and welcome to all the new people that will be listening or tuning in or downloading it or whatever it is they're doing, and we'll get to all that bullshit later. But first, I want to talk about how we went to brunch yesterday on Sunday. Clean Media, you guys know that I've talked about going to their brunches before. And we call it the turn up brunch. And so typically it's just me and my editor, we go. And this time I brought some of my young queens that I work with me, my one homeboy Joe, my girl Juicy, and then my little baby girl Carolyn. Next time we're going to bring, you know, some more with us. But we all jump in the Jeep, we all jump in the truck, and we head up to Toronto and we go out. And basically the brunch turns into a fucking party after like 4 p.m. So we're sitting there, and, you know, I'm looking at the Moe, and everything is sponsored by Moe. They even changed the chairs, like everything. It's amazing. So I'm like, okay, well, obviously the theme has to be French. So they do a different menu. It's a prefix menu. So basically you pay your, you know, $45 Canadian, which is like $35 American, and you get set, you know, two things that you can pick, and then you get your first course, your second course, and your dessert. So we're sitting there. Of course, I have the filet, very bloody, because that's how I am. And, you know, somebody had, you know, the French toast and whatnot. So next thing you know, fucking life-size minions start walking around the fucking club. Of course, everyone's handing out sparklers. And if you guys want to see what that brunch is like, you can go on my Instagram at miss.d.scott, or you can go on my Twitter at dmsst93, but I haven't posted much there. And y'all know my Facebook is pretty much private. So long story short, we're there. We have a great time. We ended up getting a bottle. Because it's funny as shit, because they're like real polite with this shit. Like, yeah, you know, if you don't get a bottle, you know, you have to surrender your table. We were sitting right by the DJ booth. We had a great seat. Sergio, always hospitable. You guys can go follow him. He's like one of the main members of Clean Media, K-L-E-E-N Media. They run all the, you know, the major promotions along with a couple other people in Toronto. So we're always, you know, I always love to see him. Very handsome. So, of course, my girlfriends see him. They're like, whoa. You know, and I'm like, the hell you thought? You know, he's in promotions. Of course, he's beautiful. And you guys can go follow Sergio at Sergio, S-E-R-G-I-O, Clean, K-L-E-E-N. You guys can go follow him. He's amazing. He takes some really good artwork. And he also, I mean, he travels a lot. I mean, already this guy's been to Hong Kong. He's been to Switzerland. You know, he goes back and forth to Utah in the wintertime just for no ass apparent reason. He just got picked as a face of a couple of ad campaigns for one jewelry line, another is a clothing line. He was looking out, you know, he does a lot of photography, you know, so he's really visual to follow. So now let's get into the bullshit. So we finished the brunch, and so we're driving home, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sick, I'm so sick. So, of course, I'm in my car having a moment with a Starbucks cup because I couldn't get it the fuck together. So always good times when we leave brunch. So now I get home, I see that my brothers, both my brothers have blown up my phone. I was, you know, over the border, so I wasn't taking calls. And I know that something's wrong. So I get back to the crib, and I find out that my baby sister, who's actually 22 years or 18 years younger than me, had a seizure, like a grand mal seizure. Now, we don't have seizure activity, you know, in our family, anything like that. So this was just really freak accident. She had been hospitalized, whatever, whatever. So I'm checking all my information. She's okay. Everything's good. You know, my son, which contrary to popular belief, I have one child. My son, you know, he's fine. Everything's good. So I go on, start checking my social media, uploading photos, and I see that I was tagged in that shall remain nameless, her Instagram about the fact that a video girl had not been paid by someone that I don't know him, but I, you know what I'm saying, I've sent him gear before in Detroit. So he's very well known in Detroit, not my ex, but he's very well known in Detroit. And my homegirl tagged me, like, basically to say, like, look at this motherfucker right here, not paying motherfuckers. You know what I mean? So what I said, for anybody that's listening, so that I can just be clear about why what the fuck happened today was unwarranted, let's be clear. So I look and see that I know of the guy, never met him, okay? He lives in Detroit. He's a promoter there. I don't, you know, pay too much attention. I don't even think I follow him on Instagram. I'm not sure. But I know I sent him a workout shirt because he works out with the Detroit Lions and the Pistons and all that other stuff. So I sent him that when he wore it to the gym. It was, you know, everybody loved it, whatever, whatever. So this is good for business. So sometimes I will send, and y'all know, I will do customs for many people and send them to them free of charge. You know, just wear it and tag me in it, not a big deal. And contrary to popular belief, I don't do T-shirts. I do mostly jerseys or dry fit, shit like that, which the reason I do that is because I am not a broke or a bum bitch. And so I realize that it's easy for people to duplicate what the fuck you do when you're not spending money. So for you to duplicate what the fuck I do, this is not a $2 Hanes T-shirt. This is a $40, $50 shirt for me to buy it. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I do little T-shirts, but I throw T-shirts in for fun. You know what I mean? But that's not – my son makes T-shirts. He has his own division of the brand as well. Boom. So, long story short, I get the tag, and basically it was my girlfriend saying, look at this motherfucker right here, not paying people. You know, I've never done business with him. I just sent him a shirt, was appreciative, he wore it, whatever. So my comment was, dang, maybe I should send she we shall not name, you know, some zero fucks gear to ease the pain. That's all I said. She retaliates like hours later saying, tagging me back, which I always like, you know, when people will directly talk to you and be like, hey, you know. So she says, I don't know. And she was like, I don't need nothing to ease the pain. And I don't know if you being serious or being a sarcastic bitch. Wait a motherfucking minute now. Okay. So my comment back to her was, watch your whore fucking mouth, okay? All I said was, I'll send you some shit because he has some shit. I don't even know this motherfucker. So she starts going in on me talking about your boy. I don't know this motherfucker. I never met this motherfucker in my whole life, okay? I've heard of him, but I don't know him. That ain't my dude. That's Delicious's dude, okay? So I get the back line of the story. He's basically on my page saying, man, fuck her, whatever, whatever. She calls him a fag on my page. Like, y'all know that I'm, you know what I'm saying, down with the LGBT community. They have been large supporters. LaGanja Estranja, who's one of, you know, dance for Miley Cyrus at the VMAs and has the show, you know, House of Edwards over in England. You know, that's somebody that rocks my shit, too. So when you're just... I haven't heard somebody call somebody a faggot or a fag in a long time, and it's fucking inappropriate. You don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And especially, I have gay friends and family members. Like, who fucking says that? So now I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? So I said what I said, and I was like, watch your fucking whore mouth. I said, you'll pop off on that dude, but you didn't pop off on that motherfucker when he was whooping your ass, you know what I'm saying, and beating the fuck out of you. You see, because a lot of women get fucking confused and will try to fight 100 females because they can't beat up the dude that's beating their ass. Okay? I used to have a friend like that. She'll pop off on me, but you won't pop that motherfucker that's beating the fuck out of you every week. I'm not the one or the motherfucking two. You know, and then there's all the talk. I'm from New York. Motherfucker, I'm from New York, too. What the fuck does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes down to it, this is the fucking internet. Everybody's a fucking thumb thug. I'm crazy in real motherfucking life. real life, like hospitalized medication. I'm not the fucking one or the two. That's why I have a fucking show and I built a brand. I put zero fucks in the motherfucking Urban Dictionary. Okay? So all I said, now she's like, mind your bit. What the fuck are you talking about? Motherfucker, I was on your side as a female. Okay? When it was brought to my attention months ago that 50 had beat her up. Okay, I was like, damn, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like that. I advocate. I've actually won competitions. I've worked with the collective advocates out of Brooklyn with Asha Terry to stop women from human trafficking, you know, from sex trafficking, from being in abusive situations. I've raised money for shit like that. So when I hear about any girl, I don't care who it is, getting beat up, I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So a couple of months ago when this shit came out, same homegirl tagged me and was like, yo, this motherfucker is wilding. He like beating on bitches and shit. And I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know what I mean? And y'all know that I talk about Floyd Mayweather. I talk about Ray Rice, did a poem about the shit. So at the end of the day, I don't play that men beating up on females type shit. So then when we see that she goes back to the dude, now I don't follow her. I never did. That's not what I do. You know what I'm saying? So when I see that she goes back, I'm like, you know, this is a couple months ago. I'm like, I hope she lives because the probability that he's going to fuck her up again. You understand what I'm saying? It makes me sad because it's like, why would you keep going back to a motherfucker that disrespected you like that and then beat the fuck out of you, then put you on blast on the internet? Then I realize she doing the same shit, you know, that she was doing with him to me. I'm not a fucking dude. I don't fuck you. You don't need to take my picture. So wait a minute. I wake up this morning, okay, from being fucked up from yesterday. And I see that she has taken a picture, tagged me in the photo, which I'm a hater for real. I'm not tagging you in shit, especially if I know that you could get some money off me, you know, or you could make some money. So I start looking at my notifications. I'm like, damn, I got like 50 new followers. I appreciate you, though. And I'm like, my emails is blowing up. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go and look. She takes a picture from when I was in Houston, and I actually posted it being fucking funny. Now, mind you, I posted 30 photos yesterday, not even 24 hours ago, of the brunch and everything else. Hair was all cute, whatever. Y'all know I'm not a makeup girl. I don't contour my face. I don't do none of that shit because I don't have to. I don't got fucking time. I get paid to fucking be smart, not to be fucking cute. So whether you think I'm cute or not, it doesn't matter. I don't fuck girls. So I see that she took the picture of me being funny, saying that I have a sunburn when I was down in Texas, blows it up. I look like motherfucking Charlize Theron's character off Monster and shit, like a serial killer, but I really am. And I'm just like, who the fuck does this? And she's like, Miss Piggy and all this other stuff. And I always tell y'all that at least when I fight with motherfuckers, I fight fair. This is not my first time at the verbal assassination rodeo. It's not. You understand what I'm saying? So what I did was I went ahead and I blocked her to keep myself from making a comment because I could argue with this broad all day. I'm sleepy. I need some ginger ale. I'm not fucking trying to sit here and argue with you all day. So I keep getting the tags. So I see she's called me Miss Piggy. I'm ugly. I'm this. I'm that. But you ain't going to talk about my money, though. You're not going to talk about me when we go to the bank. You can't meet me at the bank with no motherfucking receipts. You can't pull no EIN number. You can't pull a trademark. And see, I'm an ignorant motherfucker. I'll go buy your name and then make you sell it back to me and sue you every time you fucking use it because I'm a boss for real in real motherfucking life. I'm not an urban legend. Black women and Hispanic women that are handling business, we do exist. I don't got to lay down and suck nobody's dick, toe, ass, none of that to get my motherfucking money. Okay, and I was married before. Okay, so at the end of the day, that made me feel like, what the fuck is wrong with you that you went back 100 photos ago? That made me feel kind of good, now that you say it, that you couldn't find a worse picture than that, and you had to go back 6 weeks, 100 photos, right? So now people are sending me pictures of this broad all day because I don't know her. They sending me before and afters. You got a lot of motherfucking nerve calling somebody fat, and your ass was almost motherfucking 200 pounds. And not only that, when you can't attack someone else for something else, you're going to attack their looks? That's a weak bitch stance. Don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? I can see I didn't attack you. I asked you, did you want some gear? I'm a business motherfucking woman. I'm a businessman, period, period. Okay, so even through all this, I'm still handling business. You didn't make not one motherfucking dollar reposting my picture and being a cunt. You didn't make no money doing that. And you look fucking crazy. That's the shit that's crazy. You look crazy. If I'm a business owner or if I'm a club promoter, what you did to old boy in Detroit, you didn't. Here's what's funny. You motherfuckers will do that shit to me, but you didn't do that shit to the promoter that owed you money, though. You didn't post his motherfucking picture. Nah. See, you didn't do that because you want to argue with bitches. See, I don't have that to do. I don't owe you shit. I don't owe you no money. That's not my friend. That's not my boyfriend. I never met that motherfucker. So now what's even more disturbing is that people are jumping on a bandwagon talking about, yeah, these hating-ass bitches. What the fuck do I got to hate on a female for? And I said, because she wears online boutique cat suits with a constant camel toe. What the fuck do I have to be hating on? Okay? The bottom line is, you went on my page like a crazy person, took a photo because of a little comment that I said, dang, to ease the pain, I'll send her some zero fucks a year. That's all I said. That's all I said. Because I was like, oh, she would look cute. I'll make her a little jersey, whatever, whatever. Now I'm just a print-to-work bitch. Wrong. I have distribution. My shit is sold in California in a store. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what you think. I still sold shit today. You didn't. You don't have a commerce. So now here's another thing I don't like. I left my page open. I let her little, you know, what somebody called him, GED goon, her GED goon squad come on my page, say whatever they want, bitch, you ugly, whatever. I responded to every single one of them, left the comments there because I don't give a fuck. You understand what I'm saying? Anytime one of my squad went on her page, all the comments got deleted. Why? Somebody called her a mattress. Somebody said this. Somebody said that. So you'll attack me, fresh face, getting out the shower. All 500 and something comments saying, man, fuck that bitch, this, that, and the third. Bitch, I didn't say nothing to this motherfucker. Now, if I really wanted to be an ignorant ass bitch, I'll beat the fuck out of you. You see what I'm saying? But I don't do shit like that because I got shit to lose. I'm not with this fucking talking shit. And if you knew me and you don't know me, you don't know anything about my brand, just like I don't fucking know you. That was the wrong fucking thing to do. You know what I'm saying? That's the wrong fucking thing to do. You didn't handle it like a lady because you're not a fucking lady. And then I got motherfuckers coming to me like, well, you shouldn't. I didn't fucking say nothing to this motherfucker. So when I see everybody jumping on a bandwagon and you don't even know what the fuck happened, how come nobody, who on your team, that's why you're not getting no money, because you don't have nobody on your team to protect you. You don't have nobody to tell you, you know what, that's fucking stupid as fuck. Why are you going to give that girl any shine? Because you really shouldn't have, because you got me some money today. I appreciate you for it. I'm going to send you a gift card. But like I said before, you know what I'm saying? All I said to you was, and how am I meddling in business? I don't know that motherfucker. And I actually was on her side. I was originally tagged in that stat to be like, see, don't you know this motherfucker? Okay? Because I sent him a shirt. My girlfriend knew that I had sent that dude a shirt because he was a promoter in Detroit. And I used to have business dealings. Well, my distributor's in Detroit, but my business dealings, and I used to be linked to somebody in Detroit. So at the end of the day, to see people jump on there and be like, yeah, she's ugly, she's this, she's that, that shit makes me laugh because I know my mother didn't have any ugly children. But it also makes me feel bad that you had to attack my looks because you couldn't attack anything the fuck else. I feel impeccable. I feel amazing that you couldn't think of anything else to attack but that. Why do that? And then you allow your friends to do it. You know what I'm saying? And then left the picture up and then made a video later on. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? All because I said, I will send you some gear. Hold on. We're going to take a call and let's get excited. Caller from the 917. A tiny moment of anticipation before the next song. Is this the caller from 917? Already studied every note, every beat to bring you this song. Hello, are y'all just gonna sit there? That's what I thought. Anyways, like I said before, 917-891. Thank you for your call. Anyways, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, there's no reason for it. I'm the type of woman that, you know, I'm trying to, you know, handle my business, do what needs to be done. I support strippers. I support, you know, any woman that's out there trying to do their fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Just don't fucking be disrespectful on your fucking way up, because you can go down real quick. Now I'm old, so now we got ageism, you homophobic, you calling people faggots and fags. You have no class at all. And it's sad because these are the types of young women that I like to take under my wing and, you know, have conversations with them about why they don't need to be a whore and things that they should be doing as far as business is concerned. And I have a track record with young women like that. You understand what I'm saying? Where I'd be like, you know, you really don't got to do that. You're a queen. You don't need, you know what I'm saying? So to see that that's really all that you could say about me, I'm kind of proud, way up, I feel blessed. Then she goes and posts a video. Honey, you're not about that life. You're not about that life where you like, yeah, because she should have left me to fuck alone. Bitch, did nobody do nothing to you? You are one of these females that, like I said, dude can beat the fuck out of you, drag you down the street till you bald-headed and naked, and you will go back with him. But you will sit online and argue with a broad that you never met, that don't put no money in your pocket. I'm still trying to figure out what your commerce is. I'm still trying to figure out what your business is. You didn't even brand yourself. At least one thing I like about Cardi BB, I love Cardi BB, because Cardi BB is her brand. That's what she does. She's like, I'm a stripper, fuck it, I don't care, get money. She makes T-shirts. She does this. She does that. Okay, what's poppin'? That's her moniker. You don't have nothing that says anything about you other than what a man gave you. So 50 Cent don't make you a motherfucking dollar. That's exactly what I'm going to tell you. But I made money today. Took my son to the orthodontist. I could pay for braces out of pocket. You can't argue with people that don't have health insurance, life insurance, motherfucking homeowners insurance, car insurance. You have a car? You understand what I'm saying? And so the Instagram has confused people in their life into thinking that you about that life for real. You can't say nothing to me, and you're not out here being the most that you can be. You're doing the most, and you're doing it for no reason. I could see if I popped off on her. Like, you know, fuck you, bitch, and, you know, all this crazy shit like I would normally do, but I'm, you know, dealing with other shit. So I'm like, oh, I'll send her some gear. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was about. It wasn't even about, I don't even know where the sarcastic bitch comes from. What's wrong? You know what I'm saying? Are you okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a sarcastic bitch. I was being dead ass serious, and I told her that. So then when my people went on to the page and was like, you know, you took this, 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 and this, I'm like, I posted all the conversation I had with this woman, this girl. You know what I'm saying? Because it was nothing. So I'm trying to figure out, like my girlfriend said, where did this go left? So now she's DMing my girlfriend, Miss Those We Don't Speak About. You're DMing my girlfriend talking about, well, your page is private. Of course her motherfucking page is private, because she don't get money off Instagram. She gets money being a vice president where the fuck she's at. So why would she have her Instagram open? The only reason my Instagram is open is because I don't give a fuck, but also because I run a business, several. So I can't, you know, have it where motherfuckers got to record. I don't got that kind of time. You want to come and see some shit? You think I'm talking to your dude, or you think that I'm, you know, over here driving this or doing that? That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Come on my page. Feel free. But 99% of what I post on the internet is only 1% of my life. I have a child. You know, and then she told me, take care of my kids. I don't have kids. And that just makes me feel bad that you went on my page, probably saw the picture of my son's sister, which is to my ex-husband's new wife. You know what I'm saying? So now you're saying I need to take care of my kids. I do. I take care of my one kid, and I take care of other people's kids, because that's what grown women do. I'm trying to uplift people. I'm not trying to be out here arguing with a motherfucker that, you know, has been in an abusive relationship. I stand up against shit like that. So for you to come at me and call me ugly and all this other shit, not that that hell way, because I don't give a fuck about all that shit. I'd be ugly right at the bank with a deposit slip. But what I don't like is the fact that people jumped on that bandwagon, and that's scary to think that you would jump on a bandwagon and nothing even happened. You know what I mean? So it's like, really, now I understand how Hitler became so popular, because people wasn't paying attention to what the fuck that motherfucker was saying. We got another call from the 917 that I'll answer. Caller from 917. Caller from 917.
Yes?
Yes, you live on air.
Oh, hi, how are you?
It's I'm fabulous. How are you, honey?
Good day.
I'm sorry?
It's AK Management calling. I saw.
Oh, hi, darling. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I thought it was a guy all this time.
Yes, no, I'm calling in regards to the show that you advertised on your page to have a chat about what happened earlier with the situation you were saying with the Canada Poly, et cetera. I totally agree with you. I think it's irrelevant what you do for a living. I just think, you know, at the end of the day, it's about manners and, you know, getting ahead and doing the right thing, you know. You claim that you're past something and yet you're blatantly putting on Instagram in front of all those millions of followers, et cetera, that you're chasing that check at the same time, you know, and then you're having a go at people that are trying to help you at the same time as well.
And that's what I'm saying is that my girlfriend tagged me in that status. If you go back and you look where she was talking about etiquette, that's the original post. I said nothing. I did not come for this girl. She said, I don't know if you're being serious or you're being a sarcastic bitch. Wait a minute. I said, watch your whore mouth. You know what I'm saying? I was tagged in the status because a girlfriend of mine was like, look, somebody that you know of is being dirty. So I didn't even know what happened, and I'm like, oh, dang, you know, I should send her some of my zero fucks gear because the dude that she's saying didn't pay her actually has worn my gear before. So I don't know him. I've never met him, never nothing. So now she's got it in her mind that I know him and we're friends and all this other stuff. But what I don't like as far as being a woman is you'll address me, but you didn't address him. Now, I could see if you had put his photo, you know what I'm saying, on the page and been like, I want my money. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. I get that because that's putting somebody on blast. You can't put me on blast because I didn't do anything to you. I don't owe you any money.
With all due respect, the way I've been raised is you don't put anyone that's older than you on blast, period. Whether they're right or wrong, that's just old school manners. You don't put
it
your elders
matter. She
on
could...
show. You know, pull your head in. And in all honesty, I can't say I'm from that life or I know that. Coming from Australia and being in New York and representing world-famous rappers has somewhat brought me into touch with that life. But having said that, like what you're saying, I've met a hell of a lot of girls that dance, whatever. I have no judgment. I've met
Get
some
your
great
money, yeah.
girls in the gentlemen's clubs in New York. And I was
Absolutely.
With Cardi B for 2 days straight.
I love her.
Yesterday and the
her.
Day before, I take my hat off to her. She was funny. She was pleasant. She was well-mannered, pulled up and sweet, and she looks fantastic. She calls
it
fade to
fade. Amazing.
And this is just in comparison to what's happened. Here's a girl who, you know, is doing her thing, and, you know, she's keeping it real. So power to her. That's what it's about at the end of the day, not picking on every single person that comes on Instagram to say something.
But you can't. But the thing is with me is I was nice today because I had other stuff going on. So normally I'm known for what they call eating faces. She wasn't worth it to me because I'm like, what are you even talking about? Like, you posted a photo of me, you lost followers, okay? And then they came to my page. You didn't make any money today doing what you did, but I did. You see what I'm saying? And then now you got to be a hater. Why am I a hater? Because I told you to shut your whore mouth because you called me a bitch.
Yeah, this is
no. I heard. I heard
forever.
That she. This
yeah.
is what she
just
does.
Even
but
back in the days of 50, yeah, it's just been ongoing the whole time. You know.
See, and the sad part about it is you should know being in the industry, and a lot of people don't know, I write music as well. I don't just write books. I ghostwrite music as well. So we go in studios, out of studios. So, yeah, I've heard of her, but at the end of the day, you're in linked with someone else. When people say D. Scott or whatever, whatever, they're like, oh, you mean the girl that writes the books or the crazy girl or whatever. I'm known on my own. So my thing is, if you're already getting this name in the industry as somebody that – You know what I'm saying? This is what you do when you pop off on people and you ask for free weave at your hotel and you have bad business deals. Listen, my first agent did me kind of dirty. I never blasted him publicly because I'm like, he's, you know, in the business and you don't want to burn a bridge. So you don't want to, you know, and about a year later,
which
we ended
exactly
up coming to an agreement. Right. And I'm understanding that. Trust me, I got a million emails and DMs and everything about that today.
Yes.
But the thing is, with her, it's like the industry is so small. Every week there's a new pretty girl that's coming out that's got her hustle game together. Facet Films and Facet Studios based out of L.A. He puts a new girl out every week, always looking for fresh faces. Lyra Galore, very gracious, very sweet. You understand what I'm saying? Just got engaged to Rick Ross. Never heard anything but nothing. nothing nice about that girl. So it's what I'm saying is, like, you are making a name for yourself in the industry that you're putting people on blast over money. That's stuff that you handle in the court. I don't need to go online and blast my former agent from years ago because he owes me X amount of dollars. We discussed it. We figured out a way. Long story short, I ended up working with him about a year or so later, ghostwriting another book for somebody that he knew. You know what I'm saying? And we ended up splitting the money because he brought, you know, his referral fee and everything else. So at the end of the day, you know, I sit down, I talk with these girls. Everybody thinks everything is on Love and Hip Hop, and it's not. I'm a real writer in real life. I do real shit. Yeah. I'm a real female. I don't give a fuck if I was ugly. I don't give a shit what's going on. All I know is that when she did that, and it's funny because I'm very petty.
Well, that's pretty lame to put someone on show, over a so-called ugly picture. That's lame.
But it wasn't even, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it was the craziest thing to me.
I'd rather have an ugly picture put up of me than one sucking everyone's toes.
Well, or sucking a dick. And you'll never find pictures of me like that online. I'm sure she tried all day long. You won't see that. Because I'm respected in my industry.
And again, I don't mean that to any disrespect to anyone. But you know what? There's people that keep it real and do their shit and still have my respect. At the end of the day, I don't care what you do. Can you keep it real sweet? I love you. But then there's the other as well, which is what's happening now. It's just a joke, you know? It's shooting yourself in the foot, really. That news travels as far as Australia. It's not just US. We see that shit going on, pardon the expression, all day in Australia. And let me tell you, there's not much love there either for that situation and her. That's what you need to think about, the consequences. Yeah.
Well, and also, too, a lot of young ladies, I will say this, a lot of young ladies were on there, and they were like, this is real petty. There is nothing wrong with that girl. Why are you putting this lady on blast? And what she doesn't understand, and this is how I know she doesn't own any businesses and she doesn't run a business, because I'm not going to give you free advertisement. I've not even mentioned her name on my show. I refuse. Because I'm not going to give you any free advertising. If you want to know who I'm talking about, they have to go on my website or go on my Instagram, which brings followers to my website to buy my products or to listen to my show. She has no commerce. So it's like even the young ladies that are selling, you know, nail polish or whatever, whatever, if I would have mentioned her name, like even today I never tagged her in anything, none of that. She came on my page and was like, fuck you, and blah, 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 all this craziness. I don't have that kind of time. So I waited until she finished and then started posting the interaction. Now I got, you know, young ladies coming on my page saying, you know what, you know, she shouldn't have did that, da, da. I don't care what she does. She got me more followers, and she is stupid for doing that because I'm petty for real. I'm trying to hurt you in your pocket. I could see if she posted a picture and didn't tag me. Because then it's like, okay, whatever, whatever. But you're dumb. You brought money to my door, and you still worried about a check. I'm not.
Exactly. If you're such a superstar and killing it, why are you attacking this person in the first place?
I just said why, because when girls are in abusive situations, first of all, what's sad is that America's definition of beauty has changed. So I don't really give a fuck she calls me, but I couldn't care less. Everything on my body is real. Okay, so you took that picture, but you didn't put the picture from 10 minutes earlier that was posted before that one where I was out in a bikini. So I'm 40 years old, no stretch marks, never had any work done, no nothing.
Same,
okay, and
same.
Have an 11-year-old.
Can I say on air, I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care.
But what I'm saying
is
you choose a photo from 100 photos ago.
Care. Yeah.
Well, I'm good. Like, I'll swim naked. I do, you know, I'm good. My people don't mind. But what I'm saying is that the bottom line is that you take that photo, right, which is why I put up the one of her sucking the toes, because I'm like, okay, you want to be funny, we could be funny. Then she goes and makes a video. Why am I on your mind? I don't like girls. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't understand why you keep doing this like you were so gangster. I live in New York too, motherfucker. You understand what you're saying? So when my sister went on the page and was like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? She deleted her. You see what I'm saying? And deleted the comments. No, leave all of them up. That's what I'm doing. You could call me ugly. You could call me whatever you want. Call me whatever you want. Just don't call me broke. If we don't match at the bank, we don't have nothing to talk about. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't see, and people that really have it, they don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? What I do know is that when I went to the orthodontist today to get my son braces and they told me it was $4,000, I was like, okay, he getting them on Wednesday. Okay? So I don't have these types of problems, and I feel bad that she got you know, that business situation that happened. And it's unfortunate because I would have been on her side like, damn, that's what you're doing, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're not paying females. And, you know, my clique would have ganged up on them. I'd be in Detroit. You understand what I'm saying? My business people are in Detroit. But the bottom line is that when I told her, no, I'm not being sarcastic.
Many generations ago, that's where my family started off from when they came in from Greece, you know, in the 40s, in the 1940s. And they bought the actual racetrack in Detroit was theirs, as well as a few businesses, and they were solicitors that settled there. So there's a bit of family history there, too. I hear that. You know, but anyway.
Yeah, so that's what, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that she understands this was not personal. I'm always on the side of, A, what's right, and for women. You know, I've been accused of being a feminist and all this other stuff. No, I just want women to empower themselves. You're not empowering yourself by putting more money in my pocket and somebody owes you money. You could have used that platform and said, you know what, I see since you want to stalk people, I see you got a radio show. Can I come on this show? Or I would have put them on blast on my show. I don't know that dude like that. But I know that if somebody got paid to do a service or whatever, whatever, she should have been paid. But this is why you have contracts. I won't walk up the street without a contract. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you write it on a napkin. You understand what I'm saying? So the fact that we're just two different kind of females, and your people that follow you are very different from the people that follow me. You know, so then somebody was like, you don't get no likes. No, that's not true, because I'm liked in real life. So I don't need a 500,000 followers to make a $500,000, which we know that she didn't make that this year. You understand what I'm saying? So if I got 15 likes, I can guarantee you out those 15 people, probably 7 of them bought from me or listened to my show or read my books. I have 6. My son's book was available in the school system here for the after-school program and the summer program. So my son, who is half her age, got paid today, but she didn't get paid for talking about me. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So my whole thing is about legacy, and you're not building a legacy when you try to beat down other women over their looks. You bought your shit. I didn't buy mine. You understand what I'm saying?
Say
I don't have no problem with the girl.
You say you changed or you're trying. She says she's changed or she's trying to change. I was fooled for a minute. God, you know, if anything, it's worse.
Mm-mm. The problem is, if I mess with somebody, right, that's somebody's money. That don't mean he got to give me nothing. See, I couldn't be dealing with a 50 Cent and he taking shit back from me and beating me up and doing all this shit. His shit would have been burnt the fuck down, period. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's what I mean when I say a lot of these girls that have been in abusive relationships, they'll attack a female before they'll attack the dude that's actually beating the fuck out of them or that's actually doing them dirty. You attacked me, so you see what I'm saying? You attacked me, but you didn't attack the dude that owed you money. You put a post up about etiquette. Why didn't you post his face? Huh? Because he lives in Detroit, and they bought that life for real. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't
sit
up there and talk about people like that. And if he didn't give you the money or whatever, you sue him. That's what you do. Or you put him on blast on a radio station or on a TV show or talk about this shit. But this isn't the first time, like I said, that people have said that she has put people on blast. She did it to 50. And I was like, damn, you know, she putting all your business out there. I don't believe in that. If I break up with somebody, we just broke up. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was tit for tat, I think, on her behalf. I think that was more of a revenge move rather than anything else.
Yeah, but I just think that she, you know what I'm saying, she's got a lot of growing up to do. I would love to see her, you know, do well in life or to brand herself. Like I said, Cardi B is her brand, you know, and I love her. Me and my girlfriend, for, you know, that's our moment of ratchet every morning. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't even follow this girl. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even follow this girl. And, I mean, we are professionals. You know, my girlfriend is the VP. She sits in boardrooms, and she'll be, you know, sitting there watching Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? Because she's fucking hilarious, and she keeps it real. You know, so, and, I mean, we'll tag each other. We watch Plies, too. So, at the end of the day, you know, it's like when I look at this young lady, I'm thinking to myself, you know, you're just throwing money out the window because you keep doing stuff. Like, who, if you were that force to be reckoned with, because I bet you, because this particular dude manages Delicious. So you know Delicious.
No, I don't. Sorry.
The girl, cute girl, London Charles, big booty. She used to be on Flavor of Love. The dude she has beef with is her manager. So he goes on tour with her. So why you, those we don't speak of, couldn't pack a house, but Delicious can, I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, because Detroit is a delicious town. That's where she's from. I don't know.
That's right. If she's owed money, there's more to it than meets the eye.
Right. But the thing is you let it bubble quietly, or you say something. You know, I've seen people that couldn't show up for events, and you know how they do. They'll make a post and they'll say, I apologize to the fans. Something wasn't right with management, so we left. That's how they do it. And then they settle everything out of court or what they need to do. If somebody need to get beat up, whatever, that's what happens. Nobody knows about what's going on online. So on her part, it's like, you'll put me on blast. I don't know you. I have nothing to do with it. So I got to mind my business because I said I wanted to send you some gear because I felt, you know, bad. Like, oh, shit, you know, this is an opportunity. He did her like that. I'm like, I'll send her something because he has some shit. I custom did some stuff for him, too. So it really was out of sincerity. And just, she's like, you got 2 for $5 T-shirts, not today, not yesterday or any other day. My son has T-shirts that he brands and he sells, and they're not 2 for $5. But wait. Let's just say they were. What do you have? What is your business ID number? Are you with the Better Business Bureau? Are you part of anything? No, probably not. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't make sense that you would beat up on another woman, no matter how small or large my business is. And, you know, we do okay. And you're not doing half, not even a quarter, of what my son is doing, and he's 11. And that's what I mean when I tell these girls they give away their images. You know how many people probably stole pictures off her page? You're not getting paid for that. Where's your calendars? Where's your, you know, in management, come on now, where's your calendars? Where's your, you know, your meet and greets? Where's stuff that you can progressively make money from? What's your moniker? What do people know you for?
I think the real players know the story. And obviously it's clear by everything that you've said, always has been, always will be a fact, you know. You're either a real businesswoman or you're not. Well, as that. Bottom line.
Now you're out in Australia, or in New York right now?
I've been in New York for the past year. I came from Australia originally. I'm born and raised there, and I'm in New York at the moment. I'm managing and booking Tony Yayo, also other members of the G Unit. Loving what I do.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I've always loved hip hop. I've always loved hip-hop, but I must admit, it's been an eye-opener in New York. But like I said, having said that, you know, at the end of the day, whatever business it is that you're running, if you're doing it, you know, with grace and, like, you know, manners and whatever it is, and, you know, getting that money, good on you. Just, you know, keep it professional, and there's no need to sort of, you know, attack verbally and get all petty, like you said, on Instagram, you know? And, and the only reason I actually spoke up, in all honesty, is because I've seen this working close with the unit. I've seen this just go on and on and on and
what?
On.
Because I was looking at y'all comments, and I could tell that.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe they know her or they did something.
I thought, that's it. Nah, I'm just going to say something really short and sweet, you know. No disrespect, but you know what? Seriously, when you live in a glass house, don't throw those stones, baby. That's it. Simple as that. I don't want to, you know, do your head in. I'll let you go.
I know. Thank you so much, because I appreciate the support. Like I said, real women do real things, you know, and I feel bad that she felt she needed to do that, but she couldn't post the motherfucker that really owed her the money. Tell 50 I said, what's up? Much love. And, you know, I'm going to be playing him tonight to be petty. But thank you so much, darling.
Pleasure. Good luck
all right.
with everything. You've got another follower from Australia or two, can I say?
Thank you so much. I think I followed you guys back, too. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you,
pleasure.
Love.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now, y'all know, I did not orchestrate that phone call. I never met that lady in my life. I did not know she worked for G-Unit. I did not know that she knew that lady personally. But it just goes to show you, when you out here trying to get your money and you trying to get your paper, you can't afford to fuck with broads like me. You really can't afford it. I can't afford 25 to life, and you can't afford to fuck with me. Okay? I'm Mike Tyson in real life, for real. And not on the I'll beat you up level, on the I'll bite your fucking ear off and I don't give a fuck about your life level. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know nothing about me at all. You don't know anybody that I know in the industry. You are irrelevant in my industry, but I'm a writer. Now, after today, people was like, you know that so-and-so and so-and-so and this and this and that and that. I don't give a fuck. I did not come for you. And so someone just texted me and told me she took my picture down. I'm glad she did. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm not taking hers down. Fuck that. You understand what I'm saying? There ain't no pictures of me. You could scour the World Wide Web. You could use my married name, my government name, my fictitious name, any fake name I ever had, and you ain't going to find no picture of me sucking nothing, not even a lollipop, okay? Because I don't do shit like that because my brand, my network is my net worth. And a lot of women, you got to understand that. You can't keep burning bridges in the industry and think that you're going to, you know, get paid. Like we were talking about Cardi B. I love her. You know what I'm saying? Is it something that I would want if I had a daughter? Nah, but I love the fact that she's being honest with these girls. I was going to send her some gear, too. But you have to be careful when you're sending other businesswomen, because I consider her a businesswoman, your gear, because their best interest is to wear their own shit. She has her own T-shirts and everything else that she, you know, that she plays or that she, you know, she deals with. So you got to be careful. That would be like me sending, you know, my boy at Viva La Brooklyn one of my Zero Fuck shirts, even though I would wear one of his shits. So shout out to Viva La Brooklyn. They do the show. They do the shirts that say the trap is a trap, you know, queen, see queen, things like that. And I feel like a lot of people were waiting for me to pop off, you know, 100%. But I'm a queen, so for me to have to get down off the throne and address some peasant shit is really, and like I said, I wasn't 100 today. So all the people that are listening, thank you so much. I'm actually 99.999% worse than this shit that you saw today. Normally, she'd have been every motherfucker in the book, but I was tired. I took a nap. I had to take my son to the orthodontist. I cooked dinner. You know what I'm saying? Giving zero fucks about it. And you guys, that is true. If you go to the Urban Dictionary and you look up zero space F-U-X, me, Miss Hope Mess, the name of my company, put the shit in there. Because I really, that's who I am. I brand everything that I say, everything that I do. You know, currently right now with my attorney, we got trademarks going. And that's what I meant when I said, I will buy your motherfucking name so you can't even use your name. You have to change your name. Okay, a lot of people don't know I have been in brand management with other artists. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm probably the last motherfucker that you want to be dealing with on the strength of, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to help. If you didn't come to build, did you come here to break? Like I said, you broads kill me with your abusive relationships. And again, you know, hopefully she's in a great relationship. Somebody said, like, her boyfriend is nice. Yeah, but the dude, the type of men that I deal with, if I did some clown-ass shit like that, they'd be like, how is this broad making you money today? She not making you no money. So we don't put this motherfucker. I just wouldn't do that because I'm old as fuck. I don't do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I posted the toe-sucking picture because I felt like she was kind of dirty with what she did. So therefore, I'm going to post that picture because I'm petty as fuck too. You understand what I'm saying? And I will beat your ass, period. But I don't fight no more, not in the streets. We could fight in court. That's some defamation of character shit, ain't it? Now that I think about it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have the time to be taking somebody to court that don't have nothing to take. I didn't defame you. I didn't talk shit about you. I said, watch your whore mouth. That's what I said because you called me a bitch. Now, I don't know where the fuck you live from. You Spanish too, cabrona. Don't call me no motherfucking bitch. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? You don't know nothing about me. My last name in real life isn't even Scott. That's my maiden name. You understand what I'm saying? I'm New York deep. So, I mean, I feel bad that as a woman, she went to that level and she feels I'm ugly and she feels, you know, the need to say some shit to me. But me personally, any charge I ever got was for assault. And it was for beating up on men, not females. I done been stabbed. I done been shot. I done been through the ringer. So I understand what it's like to be abused. You understand what I'm saying? And what she did was what every abused mutt would do. You attack what you thought was the weaker of the species. Because you're not going to talk to JD like that. I don't even know him. But what I do know is that you fear men, but you don't fear females, right? So you felt like, I'm mad, so I'm going to pop off on this broad that don't got nothing to do with nothing. There's motherfuckers on your page every day calling you a fucking whore and a cunt and a skunt and a this, that, and a third, but you chose me. So I feel good because y'all choosing today. You know, I'm over here sipping. I'm good. The bottom line is I feel bad that, you know, I stooped to that level and was petty as fuck and posted the toe sucker. But, you know, I got more. I got worse ones than that. But at the end of the day, she started it. Like people say, she started it. You know what I mean? And I'm glad she took the picture down. Hopefully, you know, she can have some clarity about this shit and not be angry and not be feeling no type of way about this shit. But hold on, let me take some callers. We got one from the 917. I think this is a repeat. Caller from the 917, you calling me back? They keep hanging up on me. I don't understand. I'm a nice person. I don't know why y'all keep hanging up on me. I don't fucking bite. Jesus. All right, we're going to get the 484. Caller from the 484. Caller from the 484.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Hi,
yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, hon?
Can you? I'm fine. Oh, I'm just calling because I never heard about you before. And I found you out because Tatted Up Holly calling you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's wrong. You know.
Okay.
Well, she did to you, that thing, you know, calling you.
But the thing is I really don't feel, I mean, I appreciate you for saying that, but I really don't feel like she called me out. Like, what is there, you know, as I explained earlier on the show, someone had tagged me in a post about her, the one about etiquette, where somebody that I had sent a shirt to, a Zero Fuck shirt, had did her wrong in business, okay? I don't know this girl. I don't follow her, nothing. I mean, I know who she is because that's 50's ex, and he did her real dirty. I know that, and I felt bad for her back in the day. So all I said to her was, my girlfriend, when she tagged me, I was like, dang, I was like, maybe I should send her some Zero Fucks gear to ease the pain. She commented, and if you go on my page at miss.d.scott on Instagram, what I posted was my only interaction with this female. And she's like, I don't know, I don't need nothing to ease the pain, and I don't know if you being sincere or being a sarcastic bitch. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's everything where she's talking about you should mind your own business. Now she's saying, I don't even know that motherfucker she's talking about. The dude that owes her money, I've never met him in my life. He just wears my gear. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I never met him in my life. Now, I know he's a popular Detroit promoter. Now, what's fucked up is that had I, you know, we researched it and found out that he really didn't pay her and was really fucked up, I would have put him on blast. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe women should be out here getting money. You know what I'm saying? And if you owe her money, you got to give her the money. So her popping off at me, but you didn't pop off on that dude. You didn't post his picture. You didn't come for him like that. You understand what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's, I don't give a fuck. She called me ugly. She called me whatever she want. You understand what I'm saying? I just felt like I was shocked because I have not, first of all, everybody knows I don't give a fuck about nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So the people that do know me, because I'm in a different circle, obviously, than her because I'm older. You know what I'm saying? So the people that do know me, like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, I didn't even attack her in any kind of way that I normally would have because I was busy today. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, what did you think of the interaction?
I think it was wrong, but, you know, out of hand, and she probably she took it the wrong way. Because to be honest with you, I'm kind of like that too. Like, I will read something, and it will be like, oh, is she trying to throw shade at me? She probably read it the wrong way because Holly looks like a cool person. I agree with you,
and I think she's a pretty girl, but I think that she just took things, especially if you're trying to be in an industry and you're trying to, you know, build brands and you're trying to, you know, you don't got to work with me, but I work with many different people. And so, you know, I don't know if she thought that I was like, you know, trust me, you know, I travel, I get around, but the fact that you went back 100 photos, that's a little bit off to me. I posted 30 photos yesterday from a brunch I was at in Toronto. You didn't take none of them pictures, but you went back 100 days. That picture that I posted is actually a picture of me in a mirror. And I was laughing because I was sunburned. You see what I'm saying? And that's all my hair. That's all my real stuff. These are my real boobs. But you didn't take the picture that I posted 10 minutes before that picture 100 pictures ago, where I'm in a bikini just like you, just giving birth, 40 years old, no stretch marks, no nothing. I run marathons. So to call somebody fat and Miss Piggy and this, that, and the third, and you used to be big as fuck, not cool. So there was no reason for it to go there. So I realized that my words may have hurt her feelings, because obviously it hurt. whatever, you know, people could say whatever they want to say to me, but if it was something personal, like what I said to her about shut your whore mouth and you'll talk all that shit to me, but you won't say that to motherfuckers that was beating your ass and you went back to them and this, that, and the third, that probably hurt. I'm not going to apologize for the shit because I don't give a fuck. But what I'm saying is that you can't throw stones at motherfuckers that own the house. You know, I'm trying to, you know, be as, you know, as nice as possible. So I, you know, let it ride, let it ride. She kept going. It was like y'all were fueling her to get fucked up. And so when I started posting shit, now I look like I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now I look like the bully. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she bullied me at all. I think it was fair. I think that, you know, hey, she went on my page. She took some pictures. You know, I'm not a Kardashian. I'm not a Jenner. Neither is she. So we don't have these types of problems. My only problem is making sure that I pay for this orthodontist bill on Wednesday. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I made money today, though. What I feel sad about is the fact that I made money today. So I appreciate the fact that some of her followers unfollowed her. Okay, a lot, because they were like, this is petty, this is fucked up, this is two women, why? You know what I mean? I'm not in competition with you for anything, you know? And then the fact that you don't have a commerce. So, like, if she sold lip gloss, you know, we could, you know, go on her page and be like, I'm going to buy some lip gloss, because that's what people do. Yeah. You know, so now I have all these people that was curious about my brand or curious about what was going on with me, research me today. I got 50 extra followers and got, you know, a whole bunch more orders. But you still on the internet talking about some dude that owed you a check. I don't have them types of fucking problems. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But I also realize that the public is what and who pays my bills. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't have the luxury of burning bridges like that or being a bitch to everybody. But this one I didn't mind because you and I don't have, her and I don't have to cross paths. We in two different fields, genres, whatever. And it's sad because you just never know. You know, you never know. She's like I said, I would have loved to have her on the show. She could have blasted that motherfucker on the show. I don't care. That's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm always team female when you're right. But when you're wrong, you can fuck off. You understand what I'm saying? What's your name, caller?
Zuli.
What's your name, caller?
Zuli.
Julie? All right, honey, we're getting ready to end the show on a petty note, but thank you for calling. Like I said, it's all love. We're all women, hopefully. You know, I heard she took the picture down.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah,
I thought it was an ugly picture, too.
And I honestly...
No,
I
I'm not taking the toe-sucker shit down. I'm petty as fuck. No.
Oh, man. You should just, you know, talk to each other.
But we don't have nothing to talk about because I'm ugly, remember? I'm ugly and I'm a bum bitch.
You're
That's why you got to be careful when you say shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Know.
Oh, I know my mom didn't have no ugly kids, but I'm just saying, I don't have nothing to talk to her about. She not ready. You understand what I'm saying? When you want to come
females
and you got to humble
like
yourself
that.
And go sit down. Huh?
I know a lot of females are like that. We could be angry at each other, and I could see a beautiful girl, and I would still call her ugly.
Yeah, be like, she's pretty, absolutely. But
bad.
I'm ugly, so I'm going to be my ugly ass over here when I go to the bank, and I bet you I won't see her there. But thank you so much for calling. I'm about to continue with my pettiness by playing 50 Cent to take us out the show.
Hey,
I know I'm
hey, yo, man. Man, what's taking home so long, son?
Calm down. Let me come.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And niggas trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, dawg. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. Pussy niggas put money on my head. Gone, get your refund, motherfucker. I ain't dead. I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the underground king, and I ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happen every time. I'm the greatest, something like Ali in his prime. I walk the block with the bundles, I've been knocked on the humble. Swing the ox when I rumble, show your ass with my gundle. Gotta tip a nigga, go ahead, lose your head. Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose your leg. I walk around, gun on my waist, chip on my shoulder, top bust a clip in your face. Post to this beef, ain't no many men. Many, 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 many men wish death on me, Lord. I don't crying no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men.
This death sunny day wouldn't be special if it wasn't for rain. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Death gotta be easy, cause life is hard. It'll leave you physically, mentally, and emotionally scarred. This is for my niggas on the block, pushing treating cigars. For the niggas on lock, doing life behind bars. I don't say only God can judge me, cause I see things clear. Quick these crackers will give my black ass 100 years. I'm like Paulie and Goodfellas, you can call me the Don. Like Malcolm by any means, with my gun in my palm. Slim switch sides on me, let niggas ride on me. I thought we was cool, why you want me to die, homie, homie?
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, Lord, I don't cry.